visiting teaching message, feeling the love of the Lord through self-mastery. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. From Revelation chapter 3, verse 21, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne." From President Gordon B. Hinckley, "When a man is motivated by great and powerful convictions of truth, then he disciplines himself because of the knowledge within his heart that God lives, that he is a child of God with an eternal and limitless potential." From The True Strength of the Church, Ensign, July 1973, page 49. Alma, chapter 37:33, "Teach them to withstand every temptation with their faith on the Lord Jesus Christ." From President Howard W. Hunter, 1907 to 1995. "When we have an eternal perspective, we can more clearly evaluate what will bring us the greatest happiness in life. We should decide now, in the light of the morning, how we will act when the darkness of night and when the storms of temptation arrive." From Commitment to God, Ensign, November 1982, page 58. From Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, "Not an age in life passes without temptation, trial, or torment experienced through your physical body. But as you prayerfully develop self-mastery, desires of the flesh may be subdued." From Self-Mastery, Ensign, November 1985, page 32. From Alma, chapter 38, verse 12, "Bridle all your passions, that ye may be filled with love." From President James E. Faust, second counselor in the First Presidency, "When sin, disappointment, failure, and weakness make us less than we should ever be, there can come the healing salve of the unreserved love in the grace of God. It is a love that lifts and blesses. It is a love that sustains a new beginning." From A Personal Relationship with the Savior, Ensign, November 1976, page 59. From Kathleen H. Hughes, first counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency, "A woman I know was struggling with anger towards someone who had hurt her and her family. Though she told her children not to become embittered and resentful, she fought those feelings herself. After weeks of entreating her Father in heaven, she finally felt a change." She related, "One day, in the midst of my nearly constant prayers, the healing came. I felt a physical sensation spread through my body. After, I felt a sense of security and peace. I knew that regardless of what happened, my family and I would be all right. The anger left me, and so did my desire for retaliation." From Blessed by Living Water, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 13. From President David O. McKay, 1873 to 1970. "It is glorious when you can lie down at night with a clear conscience, knowing you have done your best not to offend anyone and have injured no man. You have tried to cleanse your heart of all unrighteousness, and if you put forth precious effort, you can sense as you pray that he accepts your effort. You have a sense that you are God's child. You have the strength, the sense of resistance to evil." From Gospel Ideals, 1954, page 502. From Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Questions to consider. "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." How does drawing closer to the Savior help you master your thoughts, words, and deeds? What scriptures or teachings of Latter-day prophets have helped you gain self-mastery? What have you been able to change or improve? and a visiting teaching message